Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Now what?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. It's good to have you with us this Wednesday morning. President-elect Barack Obama will inherit the fallout from a financial crisis and recession. Joining us now is Nariman Baravesh, chief economist for IHS Global Insight Consultants. Nariman, President Obama will also probably inherit a fresh economic stimulus package from this Congress. What do you hope to see in that?
Well, there are three elements, I think, that are important. The first is some kind of infrastructure spending. That tends to have the biggest bang per buck. I think that's a very important element of such a stimulus. Second is revenue sharing or grants and aid to state and local governments. And finally, I think they're going to consider, and I think this is fine, an increase in unemployment insurance. All those elements are critical here.
And anything you're fearing?
I think any further tax rebates are not a good idea in the sense that people tend to save tax rebates.
Obama will also inherit this $700 billion bailout package for financial institutions, but that package has a lot of wiggle room as to how it can be spent. How would you advise the new president to spend it?
I think the missing link right now is that nothing has been done for homeowners. So some of the money should be allocated to a program that tries to minimize that kind of damage and in the end put some kind of a floor on home prices.
And the auto industry?
Well, I'm less sympathetic here in the sense that certainly the problems in the auto industry have been long in coming. This is a long issue. It's been in the making for a long, long time. It doesn't really have that much to do with what's going on in the economy currently, although it's certainly being exacerbated by it. So I think the risk here is that every industry that runs into trouble because of their own mistakes then comes to the government says, oh, help us out. We raise a big risk here if we bail out the auto industry of what's referred to as moral hazard, namely that it encourages sort of profligate behavior.
Economist Nariman Baravesh is author of the new book, Spin Free Economics. Nariman, thank you.
My pleasure, Bill.
Doing the numbers now, major Asian markets added a big 3 to 4% today, but European indices are off 1 to 2%. The Dow shot up 300 points yesterday, but futures are pointing downward so far this morning. As we discussed earlier, President-elect Obama and his team face big challenges, many of them headed right toward the new Treasury Secretary. Marketplace's Steve Henn is in Washington. Steve, all eyes are on Obama's choice for that Treasury job.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think because of that, lots of people in the press and many market players are going to expect the Obama administration to move very quickly in making some announcements about who will lead their economic team.
Who is President-elect Obama looking at for this post, and what does he want from that person?
Well, it's tough to know exactly who the choice will be, but there are three names that have gotten a lot of attention recently. Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary under the Clinton administration, Paul Volcker, who was the head of the Federal Reserve before Alan Greenspan, and then Timothy Geithner, who is the head of the New York Fed, which has played a huge role in managing this crisis. And before he was there, he was at the Treasury Department for years. And although he's never had a high-profile job on Wall Street in the private sector, he's well-known there and well-liked.
Whoever is the new Treasury Secretary, give us an idea what is going to be on that person's plate.
Well, the to-do list for the Treasury Secretary is going to be enormous. The financial crisis has already bled over into the real economy in powerful and pretty ugly ways. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on Obama's administration generally to get the economy moving again. And there's going to be a lot of pressure to do that as efficiently as possible.
Marketplace's Steve Henn in Washington. Steve, thank you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Shriners Hospitals for Children, providing treatment for orthopedic, burn, and spinal cord injuries at no cost to the families. More at ShrinersForKids.org. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Barack Obama has only been president-elect for a few hours, and already the advice is pouring in. Here's commentator Will Wilkinson with his.
Congratulations, Barack Obama. You're the next president of the United States. Sadly, the government's so broke that even new curtains for the Oval Office are beyond the bounds of fiscal responsibility. Thanks to the war, the Wall Street bailout, the lousy economy, and the drop in tax revenue, your big campaign plans just got a lot smaller. Here's my advice. First, you've got to get spending under control. Yes, bring the troops home and shrink the military. But there's enormous waste in the non-defense budget, too, and you need to go after it. You said we need to cut spending with a scalpel, not a hatchet. Well, if you don't want to leave your kids with a crushing tax burden, you better get yourself a crate of scalpels. Second, drop the xenophobic claptrap. The stuff from the debates about mortgaging our future by borrowing from the Chinese to pay the Saudis has got to stop. We are not and cannot be a self-contained fortress city. It's good that capital markets are international. It's good that energy markets are international. It's good for prosperity and good for peace that we're all in it together. Help save America's economy by making it even more open to the goods and people of the world. Third, get real on the new energy economy. You've been claiming that the government can simultaneously create millions of new jobs, spur growth-enhancing innovation, and save the earth by politically picking winners among energy companies. It's a beautiful dream, but in reality it means nothing more than the greening of corporate welfare and an increase in energy prices. Our struggling economy can't afford that. You've got Congress on your side and the wind of public opinion at your back, which is exactly why you should take it slow. This election was exactly what you said it was, a referendum on the last 8 years of George W. Bush and his coalition. The voters agreed it was time to throw the bums out. But if you overreach, you'll be tomorrow's bum. Remember how popular Newt Gingrich's Contract for America was? Yeah, me neither.
Will Wilkinson is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. Find a link to his blog at marketplace.org. The Dow will open at 9625 after a 300-point gain yesterday. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.